Sam, as you describe, and I love that picture of the roaches scurrying away when the light is turned on, but as you describe these horrible things that are being, accusations that are being made, how do you respond when you see somebody like Jimmy Kimmel, who on his comedy show, you know, he attacks President Trump and conservatives on a regular basis, if not almost daily basis, and yet he decides to remain mostly silent on the current controversies of what men in Hollywood are being accused of doing, which are horrible things that they're being accused of. How do you respond to this kind of hypocrisy in the entertainment and media industry?
Well, Isaac, I would respond to it exactly as you said. It is hypocrisy. Again, when we talk about biblical and constitutional mores and values on this program, let me go to here with this one principle. All of those in positions of authority, be they in civil government, those in office, those in the Department of Justice, anyone in that position, teachers in the classroom, employers, anybody. Now let's go to Hollywood. Anybody who sits behind a microphone, like we're doing, Hollywood, who produces things that go up in and go out into the airwaves, these are all positions of authority. They do. They have to make decisions on what they're going to say and what they're going to do. Well, here again, why does a Jimmy Kimmel and others refuse, Oprah Winfrey and others refuse to acknowledge the allegations which they've known about for a long time? As I read from that article in 2014, I can go back and find articles that preexist that even. These things have been known and covered up. Isaac, when any person rejects God and his authority, will advance the cause of evil and truth, and that's why a Jimmy Kimmel can refuse to talk about one side, those things relative to justice and truth and exposure of that which is wrong, because in reality, these types of people have rejected God and absolute truth, and they cannot dare bring it out lest they look in the mirror and point the finger in their own face. So this is what's happening, I believe, and again, I'm saying we need to watch this as it's going forward, and it's important that you brought this up today on this program. Important to note, we're seeing the benefits of justice moving forward because it does expose darkness. And when that happens, the roaches do run, and that's a good thing.